Also want to...
Words in Torah, everybody say, Mishpashas. Whatever goes out around in the world, everybody say, you can't wake up today the same way you woke up yesterday. I'm sure many of you know what's going on in the world. This is not a joke. And there's, I happen to have actually been, I took a few years ago when I was in the Kalalia and I took a trip. I was the Rav on the trip for to Odessa, Ukraine. And Mamish, there's some really Heiliga Jews there. There's orphanages. They're just, I don't know if guys know what's going on there. There's this unbelievable, the people that I met were just, it's lo yuman, like just very special, shluchim from Eretz Yisrael, like real mamish, like keeping people alive, keeping people connected. They should all be protected. It's nishpasha what's going on there. So mitzvah Shem, our words of the Devei Torah should also be a schus to protect them. Rabbi Yisai, I'd like to share a machshava. Machshava that I was thinking earlier this week, I think it was Monday or Tuesday morning, after Shachris, after hearing the Kriyas HaTorah. Parshas Vayakel, Kayadua, well, it's like Mamish a repetition. It's like Mamish Asiyas HaMishkan again. Man is Chadish, what's Parshas Vayakel? That's what the Olam tries to Farem for the Olam tries to explain what's the nekuda of this week's parasha. But the MS is for a person who's aware of halacha, understands that parashas Vayakel is the explosion in the worlds of halacha. Even though Shnai Mikra, you might not have so many Rashi's, right? The move is right to skip Truma and to pick up in Vayakel. I could do the Mishkan without the Rashi's, not with the Truma, right? That I got it. So the MS is, Rabbi said, there's a massive chiddush in Parshas Vayakel, massive chiddush in the world of Allah. I just got off the phone. Someone was right. I just got off the phone from someone who was preparing for, right, the person from Lakewood, who just called me. He Mamish, his wife's expecting, and he wanted to know, what should he do? So everything I told him was based on a pasuk in Parshas Vayakel, kimat. Like in situations where you're trying to minimize the Chilul Shabbos. So the Torah in Parshas Vayakel tells us a chiddush. In the words of construction of the Mishkan, we know the Torah already commanded us to build the Mishkan. This was Parshas Truma. We already know in Parshas and Kisisa that there's a linkage between Shabbos and Mishkan, and the Torah says not to build the Mishkan on Shabbos. And then the Torah tells us that which is Aser, Chazal learn out, that which is Aser on Shabbos is learned out from Mishkan. But there's something later on in the Parsha that the Torah was Mechadish, and the Shaila is why. What here, punkt, what changed? In Perek Lamed Hei, Pasuk Lamed Gimel, the Torah tells us, Legabe, the Asiyas HaMishkan, Ubacharoishes even lemalois ubacharoishes eitz lasois bechol meleches machasheves. Suddenly the Torah just doesn't tell you to construct a Mishkan. It doesn't just tell you to build a structure. It tells you that melecha has to be a meleches machasheves, which I'm sure you've heard of that phrase. Rabbi said that is probably the most important phrase a person can learn when he's learning Hilchos Shabbos. What does that mean, Meleches Machsheves? Literally translated as a thought out action. Carry out a procedure with a plan. Craftsmanship. But Chazal Darshan, Tilim V'Tile Tilim Shel Halachos. From this pasuk, mekalkel. If you're not metakin, if you're mekalkel, you're not productive in the work of Shabbos. Potter, kilachar yad. You do a melacha like this in an indirect manner. Potter, melacha shen tzich legufa. It's not the goal that you want. Potter.
Mefarshin a Miskavein, even though it's a din in Kola Tarakula, according to Reb Shimon. But Tosis and Yuma and Daf Lamed Daled Amud Beis tells us that even Rabbi Yehuda, who holds Davar Shem Eskavin, who's Osir in Kol HaTarakula, Rabbi Yisai, in Shabbos he's Moida that Davar Shem Eskavin is only a Durabana. Why? Melechas Machshavos. Something lacking. And where is it said? It's said in the construction of the Mishkan. It's got to be with Machshava. It's got to be with a plan. It's got to be productive. It's got to be done in a certain fashion. Yet why? Why now? If this is crucial, Rabbi Yisai, if this is a nekuda, if this is what the Rabbeinu Sholem wants, I don't want anyone to be involved with the construction of the Mishkan. I don't want just the structure. I don't want just these guys who've been hanging out here for the last 6 months. That's not what I want for Precious Truma. I want to get the job done in 24 hours, so we don't have to interrupt Shir every day. What's going on over here, everybody say? Every day I pass, what's a chevra? Chaperain. Let's go. What's going on? So Rabbeinu Shlomo wants certain construction crew. So say it, the construction of the Mishkan, Melech Machshavos. This is who I need. Punkt now? This is what bothered me in the middle of Krista. Why? Why do you wait till this week's parsha? Till the repetition parsha. Till the parsha that stooped. Right? Everybody say we're practically on a regular year, a non every year, right? We're practically done with Shmos. Who's paying attention now? It's just Chazer. It's Chazara week. Rebbe, I want Chazara. Yeah, Vadi, you want a week off? I got it. Yeah. Come on. Chashashon. What's going on over here? Why punked in this week's parsha? This was bothering me. It's bothersome. It's not like a stam posuk. This is Yesoid. This is the lundus of Parshas Vayakel, of Shabbos. It's mamish tucked away. So I started thinking about it. Then the Rabbeinu Shel Olam, yesterday, if you saw at the beginning, Seder, I was looking at a Meshech Chochma to see if he comments on this. Punk the Rabbeinu Shel Olam sent me the Meshech Chochma. Because this is Kedarko Bakoidish for him. To be medayik, to make such a deek. So the Meshech Chochma Me'uruv in something entirely different, asking an entirely different kasha. He says to me, and he starts sprouting a yusoid. And I'd like to be masbir, the relevance of what he's saying, and put it into context to try to get a little bit of havana of what's happening now, Parshas Vayakel, and ultimately how that speaks to me as a yid. In my life, and what do I have to take away from this parsha? So Rabbi Yisai, this Meshech Chochma is later on in the Torah. In Parshas Vayakel, in Perek Lamed Zayin, Pasuk Aleph, Torah introduces Bitzalel. Vayas Bitzalel es ha'oron atzei shitim amosayim v'chatzi arko v'ama v'chetzi rochbo v'ama v'chetzi komoso. Specifically when he made the Aron, in this week's parsha, the Torah said, who made the Aron? Bitzalel made the Aron. Frakta Meshech Chochma, Ma Deloik Siv Bekulu Bitzalel, Mishum. So Meshech Chochma was bothered by Bitzalel was involved with everything. Well, why are you saying specifically when it comes to the Aron that, by the way, the Aron was made by Bitzalel? Bitzalel was orchestrating everything. Bitzalel Kel. He was above and beyond Moshe Rabbeinu. The Gemara in Bracha says, right? Moshe Rabbeinu and Bitzalel had a whole debate. Should we make the Kelim first? Should we make the Mishkan first? And it turns out that Bitzalel Kel Hayisa Moshe Rabbeinu's maskim. You have to understand what the Gemara means. But you're right, Bitzalel. You have to do it in that seder. And Moshe Rabbeinu gives it over to Bitzalel Kel. He's in the shadow of Hashem. So Bitzalel made everything. Yet the Torah goes out of its way by Yas Bitzalel es Ha'or. Why? Ask Rav Meir Simcha B'Dvinsk why. So Zokta Meshech Chochma in his second pshat, Amayr Dika Pshat. V'Tochin. He says, there's a Gemara in Yuma that when the Uos Ha'olam walked into the Heichal and they saw the Aron, Ro Kruvim Hama'urim Zebezeh. They saw the Kruvim on top of the Aron. Hoytzian l'shuk va'omer Yisrael halalu shebirchos and bracha v'kolos and klala yasku bedvarim halalu. They started making fun of Klal Yisrael. He said, "Look at what's in the tachlis of the Kodesh HaKadoshim inside the Aron, on top of the Aron, is what? Is Avodah Zarah. It's Kruvim. Kamosha Drashim is a Mechilta, like the Mechilta Darshans. Loisasin iti elei kesef, the end of Mishpatim. Loisasin ilu elei kesef, don't make me gods of silver. Shem osu osun shal kesef, you make the Kruvim kesef, not gold. Havikilu shem elokei kesef, it's Mamash Avodah Zarah inside the Kodesh HaKadoshim. Chazal already alluded to the fact that we're on a very tight rope when we're making the Kruvim and constructing the Kruvim. The Torah in the end of Mishpatim is telling us, if you make the wrong move when it comes to the Kruvim, you're doing Avodah Zarah. Mamish, I'm trying to do the right thing. And the Rebbeinu Shlomo says, you veer right, you veer left, you get off that slope. Elokei kesef. V'im kein zokt mesh chachma, Hashem yispar, choshash Hashem yisparach. So Hashem said, who's going to be able to navigate this? Who's going to be able to take care of this? Shema achrei shechotu be'egel, Shema k'shiyase achar echar es ha'aron, yovu laharar eze machshav azora anoyti ledarkei, hatumosus va'atzbeh. Maybe they'll be affected by what? That culture. That environment, that avoida that they had in the Chet HaEgel last week's parasha, and what? It might mess up the kruv. Lekach zokta mesha chochma. When it comes to the Aron, the Rabbeinu Shalom says it's got to be one individual. Bochar bibitzalel she'avi aviv nerag asher micha ba'asiyas ha'egel. Who is the Zayde? Who is the genealogy? Who is the genetics of what? Bitzalel. His grandfather was the one who protested against the culture and said, this can't be done. And he fought against Chet HaEgel. This is the one insurance, Zokta Meshech Chachma, that I know that the Kruvim will done with the right machshava, with the right target, with the right zone. He didn't want anything deviating from the Rabbeinu Shalom. Achrei Ahevel v'tzir shum dmus v'tmuna. There will not be any distractions and any lack of focus when it comes to the Asiyas HaKruv, when it comes to the Asiyas HaAr. This is the guy I need. I need this man's anakel. I need the guy who stood up at the Zman of the Chet HaEgel. Who made the Aron? One guy could qualify for the Aron. Who? Bitzalel. Who's Bitzalel? Bitzalel is the grandson of the person who stood up and was able to make sure that there is no Machsheves Avodah Zarah in Klal Yisrael. And was able to stand up from the trick of the Satan when Moshe Rabbeinu was gone and thought that the correct Mahalach right now is to bring in an eagle into the existence, into the service of Klal Yisrael. B'Yisai, Kayadua, as we mentioned many times, Beis Halevi writes, it wasn't classic Avodah Zarah. Klal Yisrael had a certain machshav, had a certain, you know, explanation of why it was relevant that now Moshe Rabbeinu was gone, that they should have an intermediary now, that they should be able to construct, to now stand between them and the Rabbeinu Shel Olam, and it should exist within the confines of Avodah Hashem. And that was the rationale. That was the explanation of why an eagle is taka enhancing service of the Rabbeinu Shel Olam. Otherwise, like the Mefarshim will ask, how can you understand? Me'ikva rama milabira amikta raboisai, from off the cliff, like the Gemara in Chagiga says, from the Gemara in Ma'ikotin says, how could you have a Klal Yisrael standing at Maimed Har Sinai and now suddenly they're about to Avodah Zarah? It wasn't Avodah Zarah. It was a taich. It was a pshat. It was that this is the medium that's going to help us facilitate us in our Avodah Hashem. It was a machshava zara within Avodah Hashem. They got distracted. Their machshava was no longer tar. And there was one individual, Bitzalel's grandfather, that was able to stand up. Ben Uri Ben Chur, who was able to stand up and have a pure thought process no matter where the winds are blowing, no matter what's going around them, no matter what the culture is. This is Avodah Zarah. Even if you want to teach it like this, you want to explain it like this, this is not pure. Half of a fella. Zokta Meshech Chochma, Chiddush number one. That's why Aaron needs Bitzalel. then the Meshech Chachma continues, Rabbi saying, listen to the matana that the Rabbi Nishalom gave me. Ubezeh yivor Hashem Yisporach, Shashem Yisporach, Koidem Asiyas HaEgel, Omer, Ra'osi Kara B'Shem B'Tzalo, V'amalei Lasseis B'chol Melacha. Prior to the Chet HaEgel, the Rabbi Nishalom already chose B'Tzalo. And it says what? V'amalei Lasseis B'chol Melacha. And he will be filled and be able to carry out to do all of the work and the construction for the Mishkan. Ukisha Amr Moshe Yisrael Ksoiv Lasos Bechol Meleches Machsheves. But when the Pasuk in Lamed Hey says what? When Moshe Rabbeinu says what commands Hakamas HaMishkan after Chet HaEgel? Lefisha Zehoya Acher Chet HaEgel. Pasuk in Parshas Vayakel is after Chet HaEgel. The Rabbi Nishalom prior to Chet HaEgel said, build me a Mishkan. Lasseis l'chol melacha. That's all we need. I am a handy guy. You need to build a structure. That's fine. Aber Moshe Rabbeinu in Parshas Vayakel starts off and tells me a new chiddush. A chiddush that changes halacha. That is an explosion in the world of Hilchos Shabbos. In our lives, Rabbi Yisai. In day-to-day shailos. Every Rav has to know this backwards and forwards. Meleches Machsheves. Parshas Vayakel. Lefisha hoya acher chet ha'egel. Because there was one phenomenon that changed. This is Hakamas HaMishkan as a what? As a response to Chet HaEgel. Vo'oz HaMelocha, it's not just enough to do Melocha. Oz HaMelocha, tzorech liyoyz tehoira. Gam ba'machshova, shelo yaharu shum tzir geshem v'tavnis dmus klal. V'zeh meleches machsheves. Shemachshova tehi tehoira, ubrura, unikia. Where have Rabbi Yisrael? I thought the Meshech Chochma, something changed. You know why Meleches Machsheves was created? You know why this detail was introduced, specifically delayed till now in Parshas Vayakel? It's exactly what we're developing over here. Because this was now Hakamas HaMishkan with Bezalel, and specifically Bezalel, as a response to Chet HaEgel. And that's why the Torah has to highlight how Bezalel is the one who has to be reinforced when it comes to the Aron, because he is the one who has the ability to navigate this challenging task. Because he has a machshava tohira. He has a goal. He has that target. He has that zone. And he doesn't just do. He doesn't just practice. He has goals. And he doesn't deviate from those goals and from those missions. And sometimes things can be very, very unclear in a matzav of egel. And that's why I need you not only to be a person of malacha, but now I need you to now target that malacha and to be an individual that follows like Bezalel, to have pure intentions and totally focused on the word of Hashem and service of Hashem, meleches machsheves. Without any distractions, without any maneuvers, without any other rationale, only focused on the word of Hashem. But what the Meshech Chochma doesn't tell us is why was that? What changed? How do you understand this? What was it about the Mishkan prior to Chet HaEgel that now needs Meleches Machsheves, a targeted task? A person who has the ability to zone in without distraction, that now something changed. Why was that? So I get it. Chet HaEgel, so then Bezalel was successful. But what happened over here? What changed in the world? So I think, I was thinking yesterday, after I saw this Meshech Chochma, perhaps we can delve in and understand this Meshech Chochma in light of something incredible that the Nefesh HaChaim tells us. Nefesh HaChaim tells us, Rav Chaim Voloshiner tells us, that something happened prior to the Chet of Eitz Hadas, after the Chet of Eitz Hadas. But the MS is that you can't just look at that in the light of prior to Chet of Eitz Hadas with Adam HaRishon and after the Chet of Eitz Hadas with Adam HaRishon. Because the Gemara tells us in Shabbos that that exact same phenomenon existed at Shas Matan Torah. We went to the Slav and the level of Koidem Chet Avetz Hadas. And then when we were involved in Chet HaEgel, we reached the level that the Nachash affected us as post Chet Avetz Hadas. So whatever you're going to say for Avetz Hadas, prior and post, is actually going to be the phenomenon of what? Of Gantz Klal Yisrael at the time of Matan Torah with the downfall of Chet HaEgel post Matan Torah. So what happened? What was the story in the world? What was the original blueprints of the world? What was the avoda of man? How do we deal with the concept of Bechira, this fundamental question, prior to the Chet HaEgel Tzadas, post Chet HaEgel Tzadas, and then once again, we're going to apply that to prior to Chet HaEgel and post Chet HaEgel, which the Gemara in Shabbos says, Chazra Zuhu Maslan Shel Nachash, after the Chet HaEgel. So you have to understand, no one could look at Sefer Bereishis in a in a localized view and not think that this didn't affect Klal Yisrael. So the same exact thing happened generations later. Look at this Nefesh HaChaim, Rabbi Yisrael. Zok the Nefesh HaChaim. Man was always built and created with Bechira. But Bechira before Eitz Hadas was totally different than what it is now. Look in the Haggah, in Payet Yud Zayin. V'zeh ha'yakoydem achet, lo ha'yakolol oz rak mikol ha'olamos v'kochas ha'kdusha levat. Everything was kadosh, was kdusha, it was emanating everywhere. V'lo mikoychas ha'ra. Aval achar achet, after the chet ha'beitz hadas, zok the Nefesh HaChaim, nichlulu v'nisarvu bo gam koychas ha'tum v'ara. What happened to the world after the chet ha'beitz hadas? Koiches hara and koiches hakdusha merged together and were now intertwined to one another. It wasn't visible which one was good and which one was bad. So the entire bechira changed. It's not that there wasn't bechira not to do ra prior to Chet HaEgel Tzadas. Rabbi say this is an independent Nefesh HaChaim. This is so fundamental to understanding the development and Yesodus of Maaseh Bereishis and what existed prior to the Chet HaEgel Tzadas. This Nefesh HaChaim is gold. Just explaining what was Bechira prior, what's Bechira afterwards. Umemela Erev Oysam Al Yidei Zegama Olamos, the entire world, the Koychas Atuma, the Koychas Ara, Bechira Bein Ra Letoiv came Ma'uruv. Zeh Atam Shu Kolu Meshutav Nikulam, Vehem Esorim Meshtanim Kfinetias Maisev, Vehu Inyan Eitz Hadas Toivara. That is what the tree is. Eitz Hadas Toivara. Vainyan Ki Koidim Hachet, Im Ki Vadei Shal Yabal Bechira Gomer, Avada. There was bechira before the chet. Lahatos atzma l'chol asher yachpoitz to do whatever he wants. Lahetivos lahepich chas v'shalom. Kizet tafchlis kavanas kol abriya is bechira. Omnom next paragraph. Lo shal ya inyan bechira so machmas shekochos hara hayaklulim besoichay. It wasn't that it was intertwined and it was mixed up together be'irbuvia in a taruvis like a gemara and chulin. Ki hu haya adam yosher legamre. Man was straight. Everything was clear. Kolo rak misidrei koychas hakdusha levad, and Adam Arishon was able to walk around naked without any yerhurim, without any problems. Everyone was what? Kula kadosh. V'chol inyanav hayu kol yesharim kadoshim, umuzuchachim tov v'gomer. Everything was straight, glat, tahor. B'lishum eruv unutil etzad ahefek klal. The kochos hara, and those negative koychos, hayu oimdim latzad. They existed, but they were an independent existence. They were a different path. The inyan b'fnei atzmo chutz mimenu. V'haya bal bechira, there was bechira at that time, but the bechira was different. Likonis al koychus aroch chas v'shalom. Just like there's bechira right now not to jump into a fire. Right? It's not that I don't know because the fire looks good. The fire is definitely bad for me to jump into. But I still have to make a choice not to jump in. So in order to seduce him, the Nachash had to mamish work on him to get him in. Like Moshe Ata, Shayetzer Mefatas Adam uBetoicha Adam Atzma. Hashenkin Ar Yetzer Harab is Manazer Rabbeisai is two voices inside of us. It's mamish intertwined. We always have different places that they're pulling us in all directions to do good, to do bad. At the same time, we're in the base measures, we're mamash steiging, and we rock, and we insult our friend. and we speak Lashon Hara in the Beis Medrash while we're involved in, that's a function of Achar Chet Aveitz Adas. Constantly. Right? The Kotzker Rebbe says, the Yetzer Hara is in the Beis Medrash. Moshchehu Beis Medrash. He's in the Beis Medrash. There's a guy in the Beis Medrash. It's mamish constantly. Two voices pulling at you. The Irbuv, that's all post Chet Aveitz Adas. A fascinating Nefesh HaChaim.
They combined
That's
what happened after the Chet Aveitz Adas. Let's skip a little bit. Next paragraph. Mi'oz garam ha'idei yibuvya g'doylu b'maisv sh'kol ma'asei ha'odam heima b'ribuvya v'ishtadis rab ma'oyid pam toivu pam ra u'mishapich tomid mitoivu l'ra u'mira l'toiv. The gama ma'isa ha'toiv atzvo, even good deeds. Kemat bilti efshel l'roiv ha'olam sh'tiyah kula kodesh. You can't do something without slipping up. Zaku nekiyah l'garmei b'lishub netiyah l'ezah p'nuyah u'machshav ha'kalu l'garmei v'chein la'epech ba'amaisa asher lo'y toiva gam kem urav bo l'fomim ezah machshav lo'y toiva l'fidim yomro v'gam ha'tzadik ha'gober even the tzadikim shemi yomav lo'y osu shum maisa asher lo'y toiva that they're just doing good and good and good and good v'lo'y soch mi yomav shum si'ch ha'kalo they don't spew im kol ze kemat bilti efshari klal shemaisa v'atoy matzim ko yimechayim yukulu mishleim esah mitah l'garmei there's going to be some chet, some semetz of chet.
There's
no tzaddik in the world that's not going to have some chet in it. Why? Because the function of post chet aveitz adas, because there's an abuvio, and every maisa toiv has in it a little voice of a maisa ra. And you constantly have that struggle within that existence. And it's not that separate, distinct path that's clear and totally distinct from one another.
When the Rebbeinu Shalom is going to come and ask you in the end of days, Lefanav Yisparach Shemo in front of Hashem, Tzarech Heshbeinus Rabim Lein Shir, Al Kol HaPreite Pratim Shal Kol Maisa V'Dibur V'Machshavois. Rebbeinu Shalom is going to have a Din Torah not only on your actions, but your speech and your Machshavois, because everything became so complex, even the Dvarim Toivim. How do we analyze what was the machshava at that time? What was the lishma? What was your target? What was your source? Why were you doing this? What was your motivation? How did you speak at that time? Because we have to make sure that everything is cleansed because things became so urav la'achar chet aveitz adas. That wasn't part of the mishpat of Adam Koidem Achet. Listen to what the Nefesh HaChaim is going to go out and explain to everybody. Say, so you stay to stick. The whole prate anagosa bofren nityasim la'on he ayun nituyim, and every detail of when I have a tendency to go here to lean there, where what am I, what's my motivation? Where am I trying to get to? The hema bechetam, listen to the words in their chet, bikshu cheshboines rabin. Right, Torah says they had a lot of cheshboines in their chet, right. This makes a lot of sense. Because even a Maisa Toiv, even a Maisa Ra, there's so many details that now became so be'urav. Listen to what the Nefesh HaChaim says. Ad Matan Torah. This existed until when in Jewish history? Until a specific date. Kabbalah Satayr. Sha'oz Poska Hazu Masa Mitoch. Because as I told you, the Gemara in Shabbos says, I believe it's on Kuf Nun Dalet, the Gemara in Shabbos tells us that what? That after the chet of Eitz Hadas until Matan Torah, there was the spell, the Zuma of the Nachash. We were influenced from this chet. The world became Ma'urav. There was this Irbuvia. And then what? Bikshu b'chash b'edis rabim. The whole Rav Toiv is not clear. He had even a tzaddik wasn't necessarily a tzaddik. Even a Rosh is not necessarily a Rosha. Where is he coming from? What's his machshava? What's his tier? Well, what's he involved with? Analyze. Bechirat change. But not at Matan Torah where things were so clear. At Matan Torah, Klal Yisrael came back to the Tachlis. I'm sure you've seen in Sifrei Machshava. Ka'odom harishon koidim chet aveitz adas. It's a Gemara b'fereshes. The Zuama Shal Nachash was gone. The spell was totally taken away. We reached the heights, Rabbi said, reverted back to the Tachlis of man, being metaking the Chait at Matan Torah. Yeah, but then what happened? Zok the Gemara. Achar kach b'cheta egel omer azal, sheba ha-satan, is the lashon of Chazal and Shabbos, and Peites. What did the satan do? To trigger the cheta egel? He tricked Am Yisrael, but he made bas satan ve'ir beiv. He brought Moshe Rabbeinu's kever, right? He told them that they were dead. Daddy convinced them with a rationale that you need an intermediary, that this is the only way to exist in Yiddishkeit. And he totally confused the whole zone. He brought back the Zuhamasa Chal Nachosh. He brought back the Irbuvia. Ravatoiv was now Muruv together. That was what happened. We went up, then we went back down through the Irbuvia of the Satan. He came like the Nachash came from outside because he wasn't inside there because things were clear because the mission was glat at Maimed Har Sinai. He came mi bachutz and he had to mamish create a zuhamas and shal Nachash exactly like the Nachash did at Adam Arishon. Mamish, history repeated itself. That's what the Gemara says in Shabbos. And everything now became what? A little good, a little bad, a little bad, a little good, and everything. Bechira became so complicated. What's taka good? What's your goal? What's your zone? What's your reason? What's your rationale? What's your purpose? Things became so confusing. Avodas Hashem became so difficult back after the product of Adam Achar Cheta Veitz Hadas. We understand a little Jewish history with a little depth. What happened over here? The next page. This is what HaKadosh Baruch Hu says. Kibiyoy ma'achal chum imenu mois tomos. Lo sha'oya inyin klol of ha'oynish. The Rebbeinu Shalom wasn't punishing Adam HaRishon. Zok the Nefesh HaChayim. Ki mi pe'elyon lo yetzi davar ra. El pirusha sha'ayidei achol chum imenu tis'arev b'chaz zu'um ha'shal ra. Because you ate, it's just a function of your action. Once you were ma'arev in it, lo yetikun achar la'afridu mimcha kedei la'ativcha b'achrizcha. If I don't now recreate you and take and remove you from that koyach hara, there's no way for us to now be mitar you la'asid lavo other than death, which is a byproduct of your action of this new phenomenon of the irbuv of this lack of clarity from the cheta egel and from what existed. Rabbi Say, it's kedai to see the rest. Rabbi Say, I don't want to hold it. But Rabbi Say, let's bring this back full circle. What's the Nefesh HaChayim telling us? What happened La'achar Chet Ha'egel? What happened to Yiddishkeit? What happened to Avodas Hashem? The world became confusing. Everything became Mu'uriv again. Ra and Toiv was now not as clear. Not those two distinct paths. Not those two separate trees anymore. It was all one existence. Two voices inside of us. Two tendencies. Every action had it. Situations where we were tilting this way and tilting that way. The Rabbi Shalom now needed a dintaira, blos and lovo, that we have to know not only did he do a mitzvah, did he do an aveira, what were his machshavis? What were his tirdis? What was his motivation? What was his goal? What was his purpose? What was his rationale? How do I dissect and zone in and figure out where is this stemming from? Because the world was so cloudy. Was so ma'uruv, bas satan ve'irbeth at cheta egel, and brought it back to the zuhamas and shal nachash. To now, yetzer harav, yetzer toiv, becoming one zach inside my existence. Now I have a kasha. Why did the tzivui of Meleches HaMishkan and Parshas Vayakel change? Why is it that now we need a what? An additional pasuk that changes all of halacha, all of Hilchos Shabbos. It's not only about if you get the structure built. It's not only about whether or not there's a foundation that's built. That if the curtain is now looks this way or looks that way, that's not sufficient. It's not about the goal. It's not about the product. It's not about the service. It's not about zok demeshachochma mir malacha that works in a world of clarity. That works in a world of what? Of everything is black and white. Of the paths are tov v'ra. But now what? Once you have an existence, la'achar cheta ego raboisai. I can't just suffice with a malacha. I need malachas machsheves. What is malachas machsheves, raboisai? The source from malachas shenitzuch legufa. What is your goal? Why are you trying to carry this out? That is the halacha in Shabbos, that if you're not doing it for the right purpose, you're a potter. It defines the malach. Why are you doing what you're doing? Again, what is mutter on Shabbos is not considered an activity during the week. It's not a malach. That was not what was prescribed in the Mishkan after Chet Egel. Is a person aware? What his kavana is? Where is he zoning into? Is he actually trying to be productive? Is it mekalkel or is it metakin? Is this a destructive act? What's the purpose? Did he think this out? Does he have a goal? What's involved in all of these actions? Is he just doing it by routine? Is he just doing it because other people are doing it? That he's not qualified? Is he able to trend the line inside the Kodesh HaKadoshim and be a Bezalel that now can take a Cheftzav of Avodah Zarah and make sure it's Tohor because it's Defka Al Pi HaKadosh Baruch Hu and every detail is done with the Tzivoy of the Rabbeinu Shel Olam? Only him, Vayas Bezalel Saharon. No one else who can withstand a challenge and an erbuvia of the Satan in a Zman of cloudiness when everyone else is saying, yeah, this is what Yiddishkeit requires. This is what we need. And his grandfather stood up court and says, Achas v'sholem, this is Elikei Kesef. This is Avodah Zarah. I don't care what your rationale is. I don't care how the Yetzer Hara convinces you that this is Avodah Hashem. I don't care how you rationalize it and excuse it and say, no, this is really from the better. It's Osir, it's Osir. Is it a mitzvah? Is it a mitzvah? Is it glatt? Such an individual I need after the Chet HaEgel. And I need him to build the Aron that now have the Kruvim that is such a dangerous path. And is so close, the good and the bad. Which is what? Which is what exactly what Chet HaEgel was all about. So to Rabbeinu Shalom, I'm changing Meleches Mishkan in Parshas Vayakra from Parshas Truma. In prior to Chet HaEgel to post Chet HaEgel. I'm now teaching a Yid what is Avodah has to be. It's called a targeted Avodah Hashem. It's called zoning in. It's called taking those moments and not just learning the sugya and waking up in the morning or walking into the base medrash before you say anything to your chavrusa and saying, why am I here? What's my goal? Where do I want to get to? What's my conversation? La'achar, a'arach v'sayamim. What's my conversation with the Rabbeinu Shel Olam when he analyzes what? Not my maisim and my malacha. But my meleches machsheves, zok the nefesh chayim, kol achesboinus have to be analyzed. La osid lov, the Rabbeinu Shalom says, after what chet ha'egel, after zuamos and shal nochash. I got it. This world that I'm in is so complex, and I hate to break it to you, Rabbi Yisai. It's more complex than the shmuzim I gave 10 years ago. You guys were born into a very complex world. That Ra is so ma'uriv with the Toif. That at the time that you're able to pursue good, there are so many forces that are mixed up and ma'uriv in that same matzav. That the same malacha that was required, mere malacha. Come on, just be a good guy. Do the right thing. That was required 10 years ago, Rabbi Yisai. Or when I went to yeshiva. Right? I remember someone was talking to me last week. My father was visiting me on 9/11, and he was telling me that he heard the story that when I was in the base medrash, I was at your age. I was 18 years old, 19 years old, 19 years old. I was Shana Bet. I was in Karabiavna. I thought my father was killed. I didn't have a cell phone. His mom was trying to call on the. Maybe I had a cell phone. I don't know if the cell phones were there. I have a pay phone. It wasn't like every single day. I'm talking to myself, everybody said. Even wherever I am, I'm in so many different places. I'm all over the place, even when I'm here. There's so many different machshavas that are now carrying us bi'erbuvia in such a confusing, complex world. In our goof right now, I'm wearing tzitzis. I have all these things, but I have so much ra in my pockets. I'm so driven. And I get it, everybody says,
It's just, I'm not giving you Eitzer right now. It's complex, and you need it, and I get it. But, like, you have to call a spade a spade. The Rebbe Hashem says, Melacha is not going to be sufficient anymore. Getting the job done is not, you can't just go to school and learn how to do this trade, and then you're going to be able to build me a Mishkan. No! I need a Betzalel. This is a different world. I need a Melechas Machsheves. I need to know what the goals are. I need to know if you're a Bar Kavana. Are you a Dover Miskaving? I need to know if you're productive. Are you Mektaken? Are you Mekalkel? I need to know if you're Misasik. If you actually are aware what you're doing, Rabbi Yisai. On Shabbos, if I walk out and I know I knock into the light, I'm not Chayav a Korban. That's Misasik. Is my Avodas Hashem Misasik? I don't even actually think about who I'm talking to when I get up to David. Why are you putting on tefillin? Who are you binding yourself to? What are you doing? Are you misasik the whole day? Sometimes I feel like, am I avodas Hashem? I'm misasik. I go to this minyan, I go to that minyan, I sit down and learn. Why? Why am I learning? Am I speaking to the Rabbi Nishoilam? Am I connecting to him? What am I trying to do? What are my goals? Am I just here because that's what people do? That's misasik. That's Potter on Shabbos. That's on Melechus Machsheves. Azoy Zoch the Torah. The Gemara says, Misasik is Potter because of Melechus Machsheves. Where did Melechus Machsheves come from? It came from this week's parasha. It came from this phenomenon. It came from this shtickle Meshech Chachma. It came from a matzav of Betzalel. It came from a situation of post-Cheta Eil. It's not a feel-good vort, Rabbi say. It's not a feel-good vort. It's a reality check. But L'chayra, this is what the Rabbi Nishalom is telling us. It's time to not just do the melacha. It's time to have some melechus machsheves in our avodas Hashem. It's time to set goals. It's time to picture where I want to be, what my family, where I want to live, what I want to be involved with. I'm not just about melachas, but just getting the job done and checking off the lists. Take every single halacha in Hilchos Shabbos that changes universes of Shulchan Aruch. Whole Chela Gimel is based off of these two words, Melechus Machsheves. Every other page in the Mishnah Berurah with everything. Oh, it's Melechus Machsheves, it's Lufa, it's Mekalkel, it's Metak, Everything. You don't know this phrase, Rabbi Sait, you won't make it Bechlal. You know this phrase, you'll probably do pretty well in the Masechet Shabbos. You know all these halachas that are outgrowth. But what's the context? What's the source? Why is it now? Why did the whole universe of Mishkan and Shabbos change? In Parshas Vayakel, L'chayra, with this Nefesh HaChayim, with this analysis of the Meshech Chachma, can now understand a little bit of what the Rabbeinu Shalom is telling us, of what developed, and how this speaks to us more than any other generation that I can even believe that the Meshech Chachma would have even imagined. Don't even think the Nefesh HaChayim or the Meshech Chachma even imagined. A matzav of Zuha Mosan Shal Nochash and Zuha Mosan Shal Satan post the Cheta Egel post Adam Rishon, like the matzav we have today. And the first ABCs of knowing how to deal with it, Rabbi Yisai, is to be honest, is to recognize the Avoyta, is to recognize where we are, what we have to do, and to call a spade a spade. So I give you all a bracha, Rabbi Yisai, that you should continue on your mahalach. You guys are doing great. This is not to give you mussar. It's I'm speaking to myself. But we have to know that the nisyonis that the Rabbeinu Shalom are giving us, but he knows and he believes in us, maybe greater than any other generation. Like I've quoted to you many times, Rabbi Yisai, from Rabbi Yerucham Yemir, Rabbi Yisai, from the Radomsky, Rabbi Yisai. They all say the same vart, same shtickle. My favorite shtickle. We learned it over COVID. Ask David. He loved this shtickle. They're from the Radomsky in Parshas Ekev. The Rabbeinu Shalom gives you an ikvas in the Mashiach challenges that you can never even, Duris HaKadmonim can never even imagine. Rabbi Yerucham Yemir said that I don't want to make my Talmidim Balei Gaiva, but they could reach higher heights than the Rashba. This is Lashon, based on the challenges that you're given. Because of this matzav, because of how ma'ura things are, because of how every Mokum Tar is even, it's not even clear. It's not even so tar. So Rabbi Yisai, if we can overcome that, if we can mamish be successful in this mission, Rabbi Yisai, we could see the Nefesh HaChayim at our Cheshbin with the Rabbeinu Shalom. And the Rabbeinu Shalom could say to us, ah, that's a person who was able to nail the complicated matzav in Tov Shin Pei Beis. And he had the right machshavas, and he had the Melechus Machsheves. So Mirtzei Hashem, Rabbeinu said, this should help us propel in our Avodas Hashem to know why, to know what, to know how. to know the right machshava, the right target, the right zone, and Mirtz Hashem to keep growing, and Mirtz Hashem bring nachas to our families, and Mirtz Hashem to the Rabbeinu Shalom, who will be zoicha to so much nachas because he's yodea lev machshavos bechol adam. Shkoyach. All right, everybody, so let's get back to the sugya. And when we're in Shem Hashir, I want to finish that sugya today. I want to move by.